All right, well, good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to the, yet again, Firm Foundation Fall Revival. Beautiful day. Our text for this sermon will be taken out of the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. We'll be talking about Moses. And it reads, "Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, 'I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn.' So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, 'Moses, Moses.' And he said, 'Here I am.' Then he said, 'Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover,' he said, 'I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God." Now, the story of Moses is truly a memorable story of the Old Testament. He's lifted up as a huge example for generations of people seeking the Lord, even to our day. If you want to read about Moses, you can go through the book of Exodus, and it's an extremely exciting story, one that I always enjoyed reading growing up. And it starts at his birth. Moses went on to be a great lawgiver, a mighty man of God, and one of the greatest in the Old Testament. Yet as we study him, we will find him to be a very ordinary individual that had very relatable problems. He had all the problems and the hang-ups that you and I have here today. He was simply a man empowered by God for a ministry which he was able to accomplish totally in the power of God. Whenever he was in the flesh, it stood out like a sore thumb. And this should be an important encouragement to us, because whatever God has called us to, whether large or small, he will empower us to accomplish it exactly as he did with Moses. Now, Moses had an exceptional life, starting right when he was a baby. Remember, he was spared, even though Pharaoh had decreed the deaths of all male Jewish babies in Exodus 1. But the thing is, as remarkable as Moses may have been, he still made some mistakes throughout his life. And friends, we are so blessed that in this amazing book that we have been blessed with, we can learn from his hardships as well as his mistakes. And at one time, Moses had the whole world at his fingertips. He grew up in power and in privilege. He was raised and educated by the Egyptians. He enjoyed the high life while his fellow Hebrews worked their fingers to the bones as slaves. He had anything that everyone could ever want. Except Moses knew his heritage, and he knew the religious history of a people that were descendants of Abraham and were designated as God's people. Moses also realized that God's hand was on him. And in the passage that we just read, he's being called by God to help save the people of Israel. But Moses had fled from them. One day he had decided to take matters into his own hands. We're going to read that passage in Exodus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. It says, "Now it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that way, and when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one who did the wrong, 'Why are you striking your companion?' Then he said, 'Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?' So Moses feared and said, 'Surely this thing is known.'" After this, Moses fled. He ran away. He left the power and the privilege. He literally gave up all of his possessions and ran to the desert, where he met a man who loved the Lord. He ended up becoming a part of this man's family and married his daughter. Moses gave up the riches, tried to help his people, but the problem was he did it on his own terms. He used his own rational thinking, his own justification to do what he believed was right, but he was working out of anger, doing things apart from God's will, and as a kind of panic reaction, he ran away. But in our passage that we read, God is calling him back. Moses is a shepherd. He's tending the flock of his father-in-law. And God calls him by name to tell him that he needs to save his people. And this is done through the burning bush. It says the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And the burning bush is a powerful symbol. It represents God's energy, his sacred light. And here it is calling out to Moses. But Moses is a bit reluctant. Exodus 3:11 says, "But Moses said to God, 'Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?'" Moses sacrificed his world not once, but twice. He had rebuilt a new life as a shepherd and was then sent to Egypt, leaving behind all the comforts that he had accumulated and the security of family to do the impossible. But then all things are possible with God. From the words of Jesus in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Now Moses, as a man, he found his purpose when he answered God's call. And when he lived for God, he accomplished more than he ever could have dreamed. And the New Testament makes many comparisons of Jesus to Moses. Both of them had their lives threatened as children. And a huge one is that Jesus was rejected by his own people, even to the point of being beaten and crucified by them. Moses was rejected early on, and even after leading them out of Egypt, Moses was continually rejected by them. Now, interestingly enough, Jesus himself is actually the first one who explicitly suggested such a connection between all the stories in the Bible. In the Gospel of Luke, he says to his disciples in Luke 24, verses 44 and 45, "Then he said to them, 'These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me.' And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures." Jesus gives us the right glasses for correctly reading and interpreting the scriptures. The Bible, then, is not a book primarily about many stories, but a book ultimately about many smaller stories that are all telling the greater story, which is about Jesus Christ. Jesus is saying that everything points to him. Everything is fulfilled in him. And in Jesus, every story has greater meaning. Moses is a part of that greater story. And the cool part of it is that we can relate to it. He faced so many hardships, and having to return to his people with a message from God, well, that's extremely difficult. And that's a similar situation that we are in this morning. God has given us a message. And while it may not be a burning bush calling out to us, it is something far greater. Because Christ was the message. Christ Jesus was literally sent down to us in order to call us to a better life. He is our burning bush, calling us to revival here today. "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Luke 19:10. Now Moses was lost, but God seeked him, saved him, and called him to something far greater. And Moses answered that call, and he delivered. Friends, this morning, as we are here at this revival service together, God is calling us as he did Moses. He has called on us to be for him and to spread news of him. That way, we might help those who are slaves to sin and lost in their lives. And there are so many out in this world that need Jesus. And following Jesus, doing that, it is not easy. It is not easy to reach people. Being faithful is not easy. Giving, sacrificing. And like Moses, we may be rejected at some point. We may even be ridiculed. Moses faced all of this when he brought the good news of God's message to his people. And for as much of a hero as Moses was, he was broken before God. And when that happened, God could still use him. And God used him to do what nobody, including Moses, thought was possible. He was called to lead a whole nation out of slavery in one of the most powerful and advanced countries in the world. And friends, what is God calling us for this morning? He is calling us for revival. Will we answer that call, or are we guilty of rejecting Jesus like the Hebrews rejected Moses? Give up yourselves. We must give up our sin and our disobedience to live for Christ. Do not reject Christ as he has been sent down to be the greatest message to us. Instead, answer the call. That is what our revival is for this morning. And let us be strengthened by that message. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6 reads, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." And Zephaniah 3 verse 17, "The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Let us be revived by that message. And let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for the story of Moses, your servant, Lord. His extreme faithfulness. And God, he was reluctant at first. He knew the size of this burden, this task given to him to seek the nation of Israel and to save them. Heavenly Father, we have a world around us that is crumbling to sin. A world that needs you, that needs your message. And I pray, Lord, that as Moses went out and saved his people, Lord, that we can feel revived today by your word, by the messages presented, by the fellowship that we can have with our fellow believers. And Lord, that after feeling revived by that, we will become new and ready to fulfill your great commission. Heavenly Father, I thank you again for this time, and I pray all of these things through Jesus' name. Amen.